and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. Know, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. If thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, and to walk ever in his ways, then shalt thou add 3 cities more for thee beside these 3. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times. And hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, Commune with David secretly, and say, Behold, the king hath delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women.
And he said unto him, Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise, be gone.
Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, Ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. And Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimony. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever.
How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. He that covereth the transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Open rebuke is better than secret love. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. For all this I considered my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion for ever in anything that is done under the sun. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses and Pharaoh's chariots. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. My beloved spake, and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines are with the tender grape and give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights! I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, until he please. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant,
For I, the Lord, love judgment, I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. And when her sister Aholibah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods, and love flagons of wine. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph, who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That for if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Therefore I say unto you, love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greet. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees! For ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. If ye love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs.
he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Owe no man anything, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love and in the spirit of meekness? But if any man love God, the same is known of him. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, Maranatha. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Wherefore, show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love, and of our boasting on your behalf. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have to all the saints, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves, all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and into the patient waiting for Christ. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord and the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, all that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Let brotherly love continue. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Hearken, my beloved brethren, Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the King. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.